Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Get set for Saturday night baseball as the Shuckers taking on the Montgomery Biscuits. And as always, time for today's pregame interview. We're here in the dugout. I'm Javik Blake. We're hanging out with Caleb Bowman. Caleb, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Javik.
Coming back after the All-Star break, how nice was it to get just a couple days to reset the mind and step away from baseball?
Yeah, it's always nice. I mean, when you're playing all season long, pretty much since February with the spring training start, it's 3 days away really is it's a big thing, and we take it for granted every year. But to just kind of get a reset and go into the second half strong with a relaxed body and like a reset body, it's really nice.
What's it like to get that reset? Does it feel weird on your body day two, day three to go, wait a minute, I'm not playing baseball right now?
I think it's a little weird. I think different people experience it different ways. Like, I was at the beach, and some guys throw, some guys don't, some guys hit, whatever it might be. So it kind of depends. I threw once or twice, and it was just one of those where I didn't feel like I was fully out of it, because those 3 days go pretty quick. But at the end of the day, it's still like you feel weird not being in the clubhouse for 10 hours a day, being around the guys. Like, it was just me and my fiance down the beach in Florida, and it was an awesome time, and I'm so grateful for it. But it's also like, all right, where are my guys at?
How nice was it to spend some time away with her, because you guys got engaged in early May? This is really the first time you two have had together without baseball, right?
Yeah, no, it's we got engaged in May, and then we were a couple of days together there and stuff, but then it was, I haven't seen her, and then she was luckily enough to be able to work from home all week, and she only lives about 30 minutes south of Chattanooga. So we spent the whole week in Chattanooga together, and her family got to come see a lot of games, and her extended family, so that was awesome to have that support there in Chattanooga, and then just us get away. And it's really the first time since we've been engaged that we had just time for ourselves without baseball involved. So that was really nice to kind of, we got a lot of the wedding planning stuff done already, but it was extra stuff done to really talk about. We had a long drive to Florida, so it was really fun to be able to put that together.
She also surprised you last night. You were named the Heart of the Shucker Player of the Year Award. David Blackwell and her surprised you with the award. What was going through your mind when she walked down onto the field and you're getting that award?
Yeah, my jaw dropped, because you don't naturally see your fiance on the field before the game. You see him after the game. So before the game, seeing her, I caught the first pitch, walked off, took a picture, and looked over, and David and Ashton are on their way over. And I'm pretty sure my first words were, what are you doing here? Like, this is not right. Like, what are you doing? But no, very thankful that David included her, and it's a special moment for us.
What does it mean to you to get that award? Because I know you've done a lot here in the community during your time with the Shuckers.
Yeah, no, it's one of my motto going into this year, because last year I kind of got caught up in it sometimes, was be present. And be present where you are, be where your feet are. And whether that's in the community, on the baseball field, in life in general. But so I kind of just took that into this season, and just being present and be able to help David and the community around Biloxi, Ocean Springs, Gulfport, all that has been so awesome, because we've done so many awesome events. And obviously the fans this year have been, I wouldn't say different, but just you feel like you see more out here. And it's a lot of these events we're doing in the community bring these guys out. And it's just it's such a blessing to be able to help the community and give back, because at the end of the day, we're here playing baseball, and they're doing a lot of harder work than we are. We're playing a kid's game. So being able to give back, and even, or sometimes it's not even give back, it's just go say hi, take pictures, sign autographs, stuff like that. It's really awesome.
You also got a special gift as well as part of this. You got a flag that was flown at Keesler Air Force Base this past week. How much did that add to just being a really special moment?
Yeah, so David actually talked to me today about that. It was they saw Nashville gave out guitars last year for their like Players of the Years and stuff like that, and he wanted to do something that commemorated Biloxi and how it was, and obviously Keesler being the big Air Force Base here and all that. Getting that, and then the triangle that it's in, like the case it's in, I told him today it'll always be on a desk or a dresser somewhere. That is such an awesome thing. And obviously I love the USA, and now having that but flown in my honor, which was, I don't like to say it was in my honor, I think that's for the team and for Biloxi in general. Like, that wasn't for me, that's for the team and what we can do for the community. So,
and you've talked about it, you've done a lot in the community this year, and I know David talked about it, you've really led the charge for a lot of these guys, helping guys get out in the community and stuff. What's the most impactful thing you've done this year?
They've all been played a big role, and I think all have a special place in my heart. But the one that was really cool for me was we've done a couple on over with Keesler and stuff. We went to the VA hospital, and it was almost like a field day for the veterans, and we got to just go around talking with them. We played cornhole, played some table games, talk, take pictures, sign autographs. But it was really cool to hear their stories and stuff like that. And just both my grandpas were military, so just kind of being able to relate with them on a little thing like that. And then obviously the one for Memorial Day and putting the flags on the graves, that's very special to anyone that can do that in any role. But But there's been so many, like I said, they're all special in my heart in some certain way, but those are the two that stick out.
You've talked about that a lot, about how good it is to get out in the community. How much does it just help ground you as a human being and help be where your feet are to be able to get out in the community and really be more than just a guy who shows up and play baseball here in Biloxi?
Yeah, the Lord's blessed me with the ability to do different things, and obviously, to me, baseball is not my identity. Like, my identity is in him and who I am with him. And so if I can go spread his name in the community, on the baseball field, wherever that, I'm going to take that opportunity to. And obviously we got to do a couple of different things with that. And I know there's some other fun events coming up. But yeah, it's definitely it's a big thing. And to me, it's just a way to spread the Lord's name.
Not only have you done a lot in the community, but you've also had a terrific season on the mound. How much fun has it been, and how exciting has it been to not only do a lot of great work in the community, but put in a lot of great work on the mound as well this year?
Yeah, obviously, it's definitely been better than last year. We had some struggles last year, had an injury and stuff like that, but just blessed. We've had a very healthy year this year. Team's been awesome. We're on a really hot streak right now, and just going in the second half when I'm playing really good baseball. But obviously, I can't be who I am on the mound without the guys behind me and the coaches and this dugout and everyone behind the scenes that some people don't even see what's going on. But no, it's been definitely a bounce back year to with the second year full of pro ball, and it's been a blessing.
Hey, you're one of the anchors in a bullpen in Double-A. A couple years ago, you were playing in Germany. That's not too bad at all.
Nah, not one bit. I mean, you said every step of the road was awesome, but now this is very cool.
Caleb, appreciate the time. Thanks so much, man.
Awesome. Thanks, David.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Biscuits coming up next. What's up?